5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, isn't that interesting? Kind of, yes, no, not really. That is not the correct time, but I'm willing to believe that there is a clock somewhere in the world right now that reads 11:27. Inaccurate clocks are not what we do here. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for... The Jew!
Wah-wah-wah-bius gold! Committee.
No, I said dubious goals committee, not I'm Hello Kitty. I am not Hello Kitty. But I often wish that I was. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the dubious goals committee, and you probably knew that as well already. Unless, of course, this is your first time listening to the dubious goals committee, in which case I must say, welcome. Listen to me pour some tea. It's fascinating.
Ooh, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got some tea today. What are we drinking? Yeah. Oh, we are drinking the ginger mate. No, we're not. I can never remember anything. I'm having a hell of a day. We'll get into that in a minute, but I'm actually drinking the brand new Longjing. And why am I drinking it? Well, because I really wanted it this morning. And here's what you don't know. I actually got new tea. It's actually new tea day, but I'm not drinking the new tea. I wanted to save that so I could actually drink it on the show, because tea is delicious and yummy. But when I woke up, I didn't want it. Okay, here's the problem. I woke up about 2.5 hours after going to bed, and I was awakened by loud sounds of pneumatic hammers and loud pile driver concrete crushing devices and giant chunks of concrete being scooped up and poured into trucks. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. It was all very loud and very horrible. So I'm very sleep deprived. I don't feel all that great. Man, when I woke up, I was all crampy and weird, and it was bad. And I feel like complaining about that, but it sort of mostly went away, so I'm not really all that in bad a shape. And then, about 2 hours ago, suddenly things went kind of quiet. There was no more pneumatic hammering. There were no more trucks beeping and honking, and there was no more crashings and smashings and all these loud sounds. And I said, oh, this might be a good time to sneak in some sleep. So I got back under the blankets, and I proceeded to sort of try to sleep, and I kind of did. And I woke up, or at least I got up off the floor 10 minutes ago and reheated the tea. And I thought, ooh, I almost missed dubious goals committee. But no, here we are. We're good. Everything is fine. Except I could use some more sleep. I really need to get some rest. But we can't do that now. We can't sleep now. It's time for dubious goals committee. So let's leave the room here. Let's leave the old office slash studio and see what is going on up here. They are right in front of my house. So they were. I'm trying to figure out exactly where this ends. As I look out the window, yeah, they're not going to be pouring concrete in front of my house anytime soon. There are literally tons and tons of dirt and small aggregate poured in the street next to a very large hole that they had to dig directly in front of my house. I'm unclear why, but there was a lot of MUD guys. There was MUD guys doing stuff. MUD stands for Metropolitan Utilities District. And MUD is the gas and water equivalent of OPPD. OPPD. Oh, I love you, OPPD. Thank you, OPPD, for providing me with all of the stuff that I love, which is electricity. I love electricity. I love you. And I love OPPD for giving me electricity for only 9 cents per kilowatt hour. I love you, OPPD. OPPD is the electricity god that I worship. Good Lord, it's 46 degrees. I'm looking out the window at my thermometer. It's 46 degrees Fahrenheit. What is that in Celsiometric languages? I don't know. Let me think. I got to compare a couple thermometers in my brain. That's not quite 10 degrees, I don't think. I'll call it 8 degrees. Ooh, and there goes a concrete truck driving by my house. Okay, yeah, if I look up the street, well, they've got a lot done. They got half of it done already. They've done 100 meters of concrete, and they are only about 80 meters up from my house. So they're working their way down. But the furthest they can go is just about to my property line. Which means they're not going to be pouring concrete in front of my house today. Which means I'm going to be stuck in my house for at least another 48 hours at the bare minimum. Let's say that they get this ready today and they can pour concrete tomorrow, and then it takes the concrete so much time to cure. I am trapped in my house. I am trapped in the house. It's a fun thing, I think. Maybe. I don't know. So I'm walking around in my kitchen for no reason. What do we have in my kitchen? Oh, the mail from the other day. Nothing interesting. No, I still haven't found a new doctor. But I have this. My bottle of salad dressing. I made some more salad dressing. I made some more of my new secret recipe of salad dressing. And I'm going to have a big fat salad today. Get a big old salad going. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, yum, hi. Guess who's walking in the kitchen through the side door? Oh, it's the fluffy person who lives here. Hello, fluffy person. Let's see if we can get the fluffy person to talk on the radio. Why are you standing between my legs? Do you want me to pet you? You want me to go somewhere? Yes, the cat is leading me out of the kitchen. Yes, oh, I wonder what's going on. And now we're sitting in front of the back door. Somebody thinks she wants to go O-U-T-S-I-D. You gotta spell it out, because if she hears the word, she'll start meowing and think that's what we're doing. We're not gonna do anything. This door cannot be opened. You don't want to go outside. There's still snow on the deck and everything, although it's melting very rapidly. Okay, so now we're walking back into the kitchen. Looks like it's time for me to play kitty bartender. Oh, would you like a drink, little fluffy baby? Somebody is not going to talk on the radio today. Yep, somebody is just going to have to drink some kitty water without talking on the radios. So let me fill up the kitty cup. Get the kitty cup full of water. Oh, it's so full. Oh, it's so full that only surface tension is keeping it in the cup. I gotta lower it very slowly. Okay, don't bump my arm. Don't bump it. There you go. Look at that yummy kitty. And now she's walking away. So you didn't want the kitty water? And we're walking back into the little dining room where the door... No, we're not going outside. I'm so sorry, baby. How do you know that it's warm anyway? You don't know that. Maybe she does. No, we're not going to do that. Oh. My back is a little bit weird, but not bad. Regardless, I think what we need to do now is go downstairs. As I go downstairs into this room, I'm seeing some things that have knobs and LEDs on them. And do we need to start plugging some of this stuff in? Maybe we do. Yes, I think we would all like that. What would you like?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Yeah. Come on, hamburger lady. Leave it alone. Everybody wants a damn hamburger. Oh, but this is not hamburger time. This is synth time. Yeah. What's that? It's synthy time. Yeah, last night let's see. Where are we at with all this? Where are we at in the narrative? Right, so you may remember from yesterday I was trying to set up a Shruti in this synthesizer, and I was having some problems dialing it in. And, well, I spent a lot of time. I spent a strangely large amount of time yesterday and last evening trying to set this up. And I finally got something going. And, yeah. There you have it. That's a thing that I did. Woo. Woohoo. Tobe Fan Club goes crazy. Right, so you want to hear it? Okay, here we go. Wait a minute. Alright, we are through the cycle there. And for some reason, I'm getting the feeling that this has drifted out of tune. Or something's messed up. I don't know what's going on here. But basically, what's happening? What I've got going on is I have two four-step sequencers playing at the same time, but they're playing at different clock rates. So basically, I'm trying to think. Yeah, the way it's set up right now, sequencer two goes through all four of its steps for every single step that sequencer one does. Okay, that's great. And both sequencers are playing four notes, the four Shruti notes, but they are offset. Sequencer 1 is playing them in the proper order, starting with 1, but sequencer 2 is starting on 3. So we've got some weird kind of polyphony stuff going on here, which is pretty damn exciting in my book. But for some reason, why doesn't this advance? Yeah, see, that one's fine. Maybe it's the other one that is messed up. We gotta turn this all back up now. Turn this one down, because we've got multiple oscillators going here. We got two oscillators going. I've got feeds coming off them that are going into splitters, so we've got, you know, sort of fake sub-oscillators, but It still sounds cool and it thickens up the sound. Where are we at here? Which one am I trying to do? Oops, not that. Why does this not advance? Oh, because I'm on the wrong damn thing. Good job, Tobe, you idiot. Don't press play, press trigger. And it's still not advancing. Oh, that's right, I gotta turn the tempo back up to get it to for the step switch to work. It doesn't make any sense, but what do you expect? That's wrong. Yeah, no wonder this sounds like crap. Okay. Let's get this bad boy back in tune, and maybe it'll make sense this time. Okay. That's muchos better. Okay, so let's reset everything. Let's turn the other one back on, and let's start turning up oscillators. Oh, we gotta turn the attack and stuff back down. Tempo has to go back down. Okay, turn these up. Oh, kick in the other sequencer. Oh, that sounds like crap. He says. That sounds like utter crap. I swear to God, I had this working last night. And this is the problem with analog synthesizers. They like to drift. They like to do strange things. And wait a minute, is this the red shoes? Hold on a second. There's something on my TV. Am I missing Moira Shearer dance? What's going on here? Yes, the red shoes is on. Huh. Oh, and look what's coming up next. Brigadoon. Gene Kelly and Van Johnson. That's a clown show. But regardless, we're not talking about the red shoes right now. Oh, but Moira Shearer sure looks cute in that pantsuit. I gotta tell you. Love that hairstyle, too. What do you call that? I don't even know. Anyway, what are we doing? We're trying to tune the damn synth, because this sounds like crap. All right, so what the hell is the problem here? Let's get this back down to something usable. No, Gronk. What the hell is wrong with this? I think I know what the problem is here. This sub is wrong, isn't it? Let's not fool ourselves. Okay. That might be it. It's taking forever. This is how you kill and waste a lot of time in a dubious goals committee, just by being kind of stupid. Oh, the other oscillator's not on. Although that's pretty good as it is. Sub 1 is weird, but sub 2 is good. Love that. Okay. I know what's happened here. We have had something go weird down the second oscillator's choppiness path. Okay, whatever. I don't need to fix it now. This is essentially what I had going last night. And it was awesome because I was just sort of laying here with my headphones on, zoning out on the Shruti. So this is going a little bit faster than I had it going last night. I had this crank down going so slow. It was hypnotic. It was awesome. I'm going to turn it down a little bit slower. And this is nice. I've got this set up pretty much the way I had it last night, I think, now. Except I've got one of the subs turned all the way off because it's acting wonky. Because, you know, what do you expect? Okay, here we go. Now, but wait, before we start, if you are, you know, like a Carnatic singer or a Hindustani style singer, you can sing right along to this. It's going to be a little bit slow, but yeah, if you have any type of classical Hindustani or Carnatic instruments, you can play along. Get out your veena. How badly do I want a veena? It's not even funny. Oh. Wait, is Ramon, how close is Ramon to India right now? For some reason, I think Ramon is in Singapore. Yeah, what am I doing? I gotta get Ramon to bring me a veena. Probably difficult to get on. Regardless, Tobe needs a veena and has no idea how to get one. So instead, let's hit start. Thank you.
to the beginning of the cycle. Oh, yeah. How Shruti was that? Am I not the Shruti master? Well, if I was the master, I could probably dial it up a little bit faster. It took me 20 minutes just to do it again today. Good Lord, do I not have the skills that I thought I did? Well, doesn't matter. Well, regardless. So now that I have developed this beautiful Shruti on a synthesizer, and I added a little bit more resonance there to sharpen that up, bring that little buzz out, because you can't have a good Shruti with that little bit of buzz. And now I'm thinking maybe I need to rent myself out to all the local yoga studios. Well, I can get your live Shruti blasting through your chakras to align your whatever it is that you're doing with yoga. I don't know. Although, I'm not a yoga guy, but I do need to work on my muscles and stretch them out. And I do like goats. And I'm thinking, you know, Tobe and goat yoga, that kind of is almost a thing that might work. But I would not want to do any yoga. I would just like to play with the goats. Goats are hilarious. Goats are very, very funny. And I would just like to hang out with goats and drink some tea and watch goats do, you know, wacky goat business while everybody meditates. Time to drink some tea. Yeah, that's a tea drinking Shruti. Yeah, I'm starting to like this so much. I'm starting to enjoy this particular sound rolling through my head constantly. I'm thinking about getting out my PA speakers. I'm thinking maybe I'll put my PA speakers up in the living room or something and get out the big fat amplifier and just plug this directly into it and just have that Shruti vibrating my entire house. At about 82 dB, A-weighted. Man, that would be awesome. I would like to do that, because it sounds so cool. Don't act like this doesn't sound awesome, because it does. Yeah. I mean, come on. That is the good stuff. That is the good stuff. But yeah, what am I going to do with this? Now that I have this beautiful Shruti, what am I going to do? And what key is it in? I don't even know. Should I tune in another instrument to this? Should I play along? What would you like?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Yeah, we know. We know this already. Come on. I mean, everybody wants a hamburger. That's... We've covered this. Now we're just going over old business that is completely and utterly irrelevant. You know, eventually I'm going to start my own hamburger restaurant, and it's going to be called Shruti Burger. And as you walk in and order your burgers, you start to hear this. Oh, you walk in the door. Oh, it's mystical Shruti Burger Land. Oh, wow. Let's all eat hamburgers today. Get us some hamburger. Hamburgers should be high. Oh my God, Blenda, look at that. Yeah, so come to my restaurant. No, I'm not going to name it Pineapplebee's. Shruti Burger. You walk in and you place your order in front of a large statue of Ganesh. And then he throws his tusk at you because you've been listening to the Dubious Shruti Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go, so...
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.